Welcome back to You Killed It, the real world road rules. Are you the one? X's on the beach, Jordy Shore, Big Brother Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane, and this is
I'm Efren Shunier.
Efren Shunier.
Hi.
Hi, Efren.
I'm replacing Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan got married.
Jordan got married.
Had a
Jordan
kid.
Had a kid. Jordan
moved
started.
Away.
Professional careers.
And we're here talking about the challenge.
Lucky us.
Lucky Jordan.
Well, Jordan, yeah.
We all love Jordan.
Jordan, our best wishes to you, buddy. Like, obviously, great things for Jordan, but right. I don't want to downplay.
But terrible things for the show.
Congratulations, though, Jordan.
Congratulations. And hi, everybody.
Hi. This is Efren.
Hi.
And I am Ryan. So we had taken a slight break from recording. Now we are back. I never thought that I was going to have to justify our return.
What better time to return than with a vendetta?
Oh, boy.
We have we have vengeance.
We are here to discuss...
Season 31.
Season 31, The Challenge Vendettas.
Done.
It's starting to get a little difficult to... Like, I don't like that they're still trying to number them when they also keep throwing in these mini-seasons.
Yeah.
It's throwing me off a little bit, to be
yeah.
perfectly honest.
Yeah.
We've had at least, like, two or three mini-seasons that are peppered in throughout the...
Well, Champs versus Stars and Champs versus Pros.
I feel like there is maybe even something that we're forgetting somewhere else. Oh, wherever Camilla came from, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Let's forget about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, who?
Who? It's crazy that this is the first season without any real world.
It's true.
Yeah, and this is also the first season where there's not been anybody from the real world. Every season, there's been at least one person who's making their challenge debut, one real world person making their challenge debut, and this is the first time that that's not happening.
Yeah, it felt weird when they started having to come up with a new way of filling the cast when Road Rules went off the air, like when there were started to be seasons with no more Road Rules cast members showing up, that got a little weird. But yeah, I don't know, like, what's going to become of this show?
Yeah,
no more Real World, no more Road Rules. We
the
may have to
from Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother, which is not even an MTV property. They're also getting from MTV like UK projects and whatnot. Are You the One?
I know.
God knows I'm all over those UK MTV shows. I have my finger on the pulse of
UK MTV.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to keep up too, because you in a season like Vendettas, where everybody's supposed to have a vendetta against someone, all these new people come in and you don't know their beef, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you're not privy to like what their history is, which adds so much to the dynamic of the show.
Yeah, where like I'll admit towards the end of Real World, I hadn't kept up with the show quite as much as I had
in the beginning.
Years past. But
season
but,
one,
know,
New York,
I would
right?
still, I would, yeah, exactly. That dog made me fall.
That dog made me fall.
But like little by little, I started to fall off of Real World, I guess, just like everyone else. But I have no idea what's going on Jordy Shore.
I've never heard of Jordy Shore.
You know, ultimately, I'm not against this format change for the challenge, because we need something to keep it going.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, they're clearly trying to make this a year-round thing by doing these really long seasons. Season 30 was the longest season they'd ever had.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and then it went seamlessly into Champs versus Stars, which is still going on as season 31 begins. So it's like there's no break. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, so... It's kind of a replacement for that whole Real World sort of thing. It's just this one thing that's going on year round,
which is crazy. It seems like are they not worried about overexposure at all? Like, because it was always nice having that little break. It's like it used to go that they would do, like they would do, let's say Real World, then Jersey Shore, then The Challenge,
mm-hmm.
then Real World,
mm-hmm.
then, so we could break it up a little. But
yeah.
Now it's. People are, it's nonstop, Efren. Are you feeling any fatigue?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I didn't watch Champs versus Pros or Champs versus Stars too much. I mean, I kind of kept up. So I took my own break. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I had to.
Yeah.
Because season 30 was a lot. Season 30 was a lot.
Like, you know.
It was the dirtiest game in the history of games.
Something tells me that Little Romeo and Riff Raff and
I love Riff T.I. Raff.
I love Riff Raff too. Something tells me they're not going to be returning. So,
right, yeah.
Like, they'll never be integrated right. into the cast. Although, I feel like they should really try hard to get Riff
Raff. I think Riff Raff's great.
If Riff Raff, like, anyway. but, yeah, it doesn't feel quite as, like, necessary to, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking? It's not required. It doesn't feel like required viewing.
Yeah, the mini seasons. Yeah, the mini seasons where they bring in, you know, the champs or the pros or the stars. I feel like it's just kind of a sort of a spin-off.
I feel like that is them attempting to draw in outside audiences.
Yeah, maybe.
Where I'm already hooked.
Yeah,
you've reeled me in. I'm on the boat in a cooler.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Like to they're me, trying to me get.
To me, the champs were more of stars than the stars. Do you know what I mean? Like, I watched the first episode. I was like, where are the stars?
I see what you're saying. I mean, there were a few people that I just, you know, recognize. Like, yeah. Or at least know the name of, you know. But, yeah, but for the most part.
Yeah, I watched.
Well, why? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I know.
Come on, get on board with the challenge.
Right.
You're like an Olympian who is essentially retired.
Right.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're not on the Wheaties box.
Right.
Get on the challenge.
Get on the challenge.
Hook up with bananas. Isn't that what you want?
Exactly. You would think. I watched all the way through when Jenna smashed Drankel, and then I couldn't do it anymore. I felt so bad.
Well, she was a favorite of ours.
She is a favorite of mine still.
And we literally watched a thrown-together half-assed show destroy her challenge career.
Right.
So pardon us for being a little...
upset.
To borrow a phrase from the challenge... a little salty about that.
She's doing better though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I read her tweet.
Does it seem like she may be able to make a return? Because
yeah,
I remember
she said, yeah, it seems like yeah, she said her ankle's healed.
Well, that's good because I remember when that first happened, it was like
that
there
they
were
told her she wasn't
rumors that it was like game over for the challenge.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You're not going to be. Doing
I
much
would probably give her another year to like be safe and secure on it. You know.
That's fair.
Yeah,
we'll give her time to heal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to.
She's one of my favorite competitors. She's a really good, strong competitor. She's a joy to watch.
Oh.
I've grown, as far as one of the new competitors go, I think she's really great.
I agree 100%. And she was not the person that you would expect to be, like, leading the pack in terms of strong girl
right.
competitors
right.
when you first met her. She was Jay's, like, what, skeleton or some shit? Like, I
yeah.
forget exactly, like. Or X or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
that
X.
loser
right,
fucking brings in this amazing
hot
cast
girl.
Member
yeah.
that has just lit MTV on fire.
Right.
And Jehu, if you ask me. Like, I'm so glad that it worked out that way. Can you imagine if we had Jay?
No.
Do you think Jay ever would have gotten over his, like, oh, I can't drink this gross shit? Like, whereas
no.
Jenna... she's like
she'll do
each,
it.
Each season,
even though,
she's
yeah.
better, stronger, faster. Jay
her redemption house challenge to get back in the house, where she knocked all those girls off that like giant orb
mm-hmm.
in the air, and she just like it didn't even she didn't even break a sweat. She just kicked when she was kicking Kayla off, wasn't it Kayla? She's just kicking her off.
I think so.
It was great.
She's got those.
That's amazing.
Long,
I watched
strong
that,
legs.
Yeah. There's a bam. Those Bambi legs.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
R.I.P. Jenna.
Oh, no. I mean, she'll be back.
I hope so.
I believe.
High hopes. I have positive feelings about Jenna's full recovery.
Same.
But should we delve into Vendettas?
Let's do it.
Let's see.
So, season 31, episode 1, what did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you watch the first episode, you're like, oh boy, like this might have to grow on me.
Right.
This one, I'm liking where they're going with this.
Yeah. So where do you want to start? You want to start with the cast?
I feel like we should run through the cast.
Or do you want to do a recap?
Let's run through the cast first before we recap.
Okay.
Most of the people, you know, we're well familiar with, but I think there are a few people we should maybe discuss.
Okay, perfect. Well, I found on Medium.com... I found the Challenge Vendettas preseason power rankings, and I've been obsessed with this list because it kind of takes everybody's history and strengths and rates them on their probability of winning.
How do they people who haven't been on the show yet, do they just have, is it like NA or?
No. I mean, it takes things from their season. For example, a person who's not been on the challenge before, Melissa, they go into her history on her other show.
Interesting. Does it seem like like her history in X's on the Beach or X on the Beach will apply to the challenge?
Well, it says here that Melissa is an international DJ known for starting all sorts of drama on X on the Beach. Her and castmate Kaylee Morris used to be best friends, but now she has resorted to yelling insults at her, such as, her breasts look like dog ears. So...
Wait, whose breasts? Kaylee?
I guess Kaylee's breasts look like dog ears.
Interesting.
Melissa's a fire starter for sure, but how she fares athletically is unknown. She'll be fire for however many episodes she is on. But this could also lead to her being thrown in early. Her best chance to hang around is to latch onto one of the alpha males of the season and ride him as far as he'll take her. Which is funny because she's got no history on the challenge, yet she ranks higher than Jemmy. They put Jemmy at the bottom of the list.
Poor Jemmy. But to be perfectly honest, I mean, even though Jemmy has done plenty of seasons and Melissa, come on, we saw how they performed running up that hill.
Right.
And Jemmy's just, you know, Jemmy's a party girl. She's there to have fun.
Yeah.
She's like there on a free vacation.
Yeah. She tweeted something recently, which was really funny to me. And I'm paraphrasing, but she said something like, I'm mostly there to make comments because these people act like they're on the goddamn Olympics. And I thought, like, that explains Jemmy.
That does. You know,
everybody needs someone to make comments.
Yeah. Do you think it's harder for MTV to talk people like Jemmy into being on the show?
No.
Well, not Jemmy specifically.
Like,
but
Jemmy jumps
at
the chance.
Jemmy jumps at the goddamn chance. But I mean, people like Jemmy who are like, I know I'm not going to win this thing. And I'm not Jemmy. So I'm not going to be dropping all of these awesome comments that I've been working on during the off season while Bananas is lifting heavy weights. Oh, yeah, she's got a notebook. Are you kidding me?
Quips.
Yeah.
You mean people who think they might be athletically humiliated, so they might not want to do it?
Or just people who realistically are like, I can't take 3 months off of work to, lose a challenge in the first 3 days?
Well, they'd get paid for being there per episode.
Right, but what if you're only there for two episodes? Or what if you're Nicole R?
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about Nicole being eliminated today.
Which was a huge disappointment.
I know, I love her.
I do like Nicole.
Yeah, she's definitely grown on me.
And she is another example of someone who always exceeds expectations.
Yeah, except for this episode.
Well, yeah. That's, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's a bummer. I was hoping that they would cut to some sort of redemption house because I do love Nicole. She's no Nani. I miss Nani.
It's true.
But Nicole has come into her own, I think.
I agree. But with that being said, if I had to choose, if they had left it to me to pick which of those two got on the cast, it would have been Nani all the way.
Yeah, I miss Nani for sure.
Is Nani going to be back?
Yeah, I'm sure.
She has to.
She's got to be. She said no, but she's got to be.
Wait, she said no?
Well, she said that a couple years ago. She's done.
I can't.
But never say never.
Yeah, just ask Brad.
Yeah. Exactly.
R.I.P. Nani.
R.I.P. Nani.
Brad's
ex-wife, Tori Hall. Brad, who's on this season of the challenge, his ex-wife tweeted tonight saying that she was not going to watch the challenge. She was with her boys.
Come on.
She's like, maybe I will watch it, or maybe I won't. We'll see.
Oh,
the real challenge is beating the winter cold.
Yeah. The real challenge is raising this family. It's like, shut the fuck up. Brad, look. Brad just needs to get back out there. He's trying to have a little fun.
Yeah.
If he were not on the challenge, would he be sitting at home thinking about maybe or maybe not watching it with his kids? No. He'd probably be in a shitty apartment alone, goddamn, can't wait for the weekend where I get to see the kids. No, now he's on the challenge, hooking up with people 10 years younger than him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Night one.
I'm so happy for Brad. I truly am.
Yeah, he looks great.
I've always liked Brad. Now, Front Street, I feel like we should mention this. Efren, you have, this is your first, the first season where you've seen Brad, right?
This is my first season where I've seen Brad. What's more interesting to me, and I do want to talk about it, and I do want to run down the list of cast members, but this is the first season that I've seen, because I came into the challenge at where did I come into the challenge? Rivals 2.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
And but then you have, like, you've gone back and checked select seasons and whatnot, but this is still your first Brad season.
This is my first Brad season, but this is also my first season with Bananas as a single man. And that's interesting to me to see Bananas play around as a single dude.
That is,
I've watched, I've binge watched the last, like, I've binge watched and watched as it was happening the last, like, 4 or 5 seasons, but I didn't know Bananas when he first started. You know, I wasn't watching back then. I watched the first, like, season, the Real World All-Stars.
Oh, that was a great one.
That was a good one. Yeah. But no one from that season's on anymore.
But, yeah, it was weird when Banana started coming in and not trying to, like when he was all settled down. Like, you never want someone to come in shackles.
It's weird, though, because, you know, when he was coupled, I mean, I've just known Bananas coupled. So seeing him with this sort of, like, flirtatious one, like, trying to be sweet,
it's just
really weird. Or trying to be cute, boyish and trying to be cute, that's really weird. It's like everybody knows you're going to steal their money at the first opportunity.
Yeah, really. Seriously, like, he can talk as sweet as he fucking wanted to this poor girl, but in the last episode, if they gave him the opportunity.
Right. He would take all her money.
Seriously. Oh.
Okay, so the power rankings from medium.com.
Hold on. I need to go back to Brad for just a second.
Okay.
The reason I'm so happy to see Brad back and to see him fucking making it happen on the first night, just hooking up with this new young girl, is because Brad has always been a slightly sad character. Mm. He is, like, even though you would look at him and you'd be like, this guy will be a problem for every other guy in that house. He has not lived up to what you would think Brad would be. I don't think he has ever won, or maybe he won one, come to think of it. But he has not had the best luck when it comes to challenges. It's been a lot of, he's the odd man out when it came to, like, alliances and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So he has not made it to quite as many finals as you may suspect. So it's cool to see him back in the game. Like, people who come back, like Derek, they kind of just get, like, ushered right to the top. Yeah, all the vets.
Maybe this will be a season because he is challenge, you know, because he's done the challenge, whereas all these new kids who've never done a challenge, they're the odd men out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Whereas, so, like, Brad was kind of similar to Derek, where him and Derek were never core Alliance members. But now that, like, that they're back and they're all these, like, kind of Gordy Shore.
Jordy Shore?
Jordy Shore? Now that you have all those assholes on the show, like, yeah, Brad's in. Brad's in with the core Alliance.
Right.
So I'm happy. I'm happy he's core. I'm happy he's fucking hot young girls.
Yeah, he seems happy to be there.
With his wife tweeting from the couch. His ex-wife tweeting from the couch.
Go Brad. Okay, so the medium.com power rankings, right? And this is how they are from the bottom up. Are you ready?
Yes.
28 in terms of their potential to win.
Like,
so the least likely to win they have is Jemmy.
In the opinion of these people.
In the opinion of Art Vanzelay from medium.com.
He's in latex.
Yeah. Jemmy, number 28. Number 27 would be Melissa.
Which is crazy. I think Melissa has higher chances.
She was in her zen moment holding that box tonight.
It's true.
She was just, like, living. She just had her focus on.
And if the other girls in the house are claiming that she'll, like,
steal her boyfriend?
Yeah.
So she can get in their heads.
And also, like, she's clearly, like, good at flirting and could potentially
get all the guys on her side.
Yeah. Like, God knows people have, you know, hooked up their way to the top.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And let's not ignore the fact that Jenna and Jay, when they were on X's, and Jenna was getting with Zach, like, that had a lot to do with them staying, because everybody hated Jay and wanted Jay out.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to vote Jenna out because they didn't want to piss Zach off.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So, okay. So, number 26.
So, she needs to fuck Zach.
Right. Oh, no. Jenna still loves him. Number 26, Kaylee from X on the Beach. The British girl?
Yeah. I don't have a strong opinion of her yet. You know, she seems
a little crazy girl.
Yeah.
Number 25, who should be number 28, Nicole.
Nicole.
I would say she's least likely to win.
What a shame. Like,
I know.
Nicole. You didn't make it up before Jemmy. Nicole was talking about gassing out as she was heading up the hill. You need to put gas in the car before it can gas out, Nicole. Like, she should have carb loaded.
She should have carb loaded. 24, they have Victor from Big Brother. 23, Alicia.
I like Alicia, although she did seem crazy.
She did wife me up already,
yeah,
Corey.
Wife me up already. And she was not kidding. And, like, you would think the response is like, I'm kidding. But it was like, what?
Serious.
Weird.
Yeah. That's going to, I have bad feeling about that relationship.
I
going
feel like she
show.
Seems nice and she seems like she has a good head on her shoulders, but she seems like the kind of person that has a 5-year plan and, like,
and she
year
seems like
three
she's gonna
is get married
right.
to the guy I met 4 years. Right. Like, you know, yeah. like Corey.
I feel like she's going to get jealous if Corey speaks to anybody else.
Yeah.
So I got.
And
my
Corey,
feelers out for that
Corey
one.
Was already trying to distance himself. Did you see where yeah. he was like, look, people see us talking to each other, they're going to start thinking things. Maybe I should go drop it in Jemmy real quick. Right. And then like.
Number 22, they have Eddie.
Was Eddie on the show?
He didn't get much screen time today, but yeah.
Because I remember seeing that picture yesterday as we were going through. And then when I saw it again tonight, I was like, I do not really remember.
Yeah, he wasn't really on today. They have Maria's 21. The 20th most likely to win, Sylvia.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Sylvia should have been way closer to the bottom.
I agree.
I say Jemmy is above Sylvia.
Yeah, Sylvia lets her emotions control her.
Yeah. And she's been one of my least liked cast members ever since she's been on.
Same. 19, they have Rogan. I think he should be at the bottom, too, because he was eliminated with his slip disc tonight.
Yeah. Which, boy, you really pointed out some good points where he was struggling up the mountain. His slip disc caused him to have to shed a few layers of clothing because he was sweating so profusely. And then once he finally couldn't take another step, he
threw himself down on his back.
Yeah, Ephraim pointed out that he's complaining about a slip disc, and he literally landed on his fucking back.
Yeah.
He could have taken a knee. He could have done anything.
Right. He could have, like, gone down like a pregnant lady, like, oh, my back.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it seems like the slip disc is something he made up a little bit later.
Yeah.
To prove.
Good
like,
point.
I think he just had a cramp, a Zach cramp.
I was buying it, too. I was like, poor guy with a slip disc. And then, like, you pointed that out, and I started looking a little closer, and it's like, he is sweating through 5 layers of sweatshirts.
Right.
Like, once they finally had him, like, wrapped up on the top of the mountain.
Poor guy. Poor Rogan.
Yeah, he did not work out. He did not take the Devin method. He did not work out.
Oh, yeah,
prior
Devin.
To...
Number 18, we have Joss.
Also, I have to say, is that Rogan right there that I'm looking at?
That's Rogan, but they have Rogan's picture.
That place. Picture of Rogan is fucking bullshit. That is him. Like, that is the after picture.
That is after, yeah.
Like...
That's with a good lens.
What the fuck? Like, that him and what we saw, him there and what we saw on television are nothing alike.
17, we have Natalie. Oh, let's go back to Joss really quick.
Okay.
Joss, I'm super impressed by.
I was a little impressed by Joss, too. He kind of came out of nowhere.
But he had the hunger. He had the fire. And
he really ran. I can't believe I guess this ranking was made prior to episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
After episode 1, he jumped up so high.
Agreed. I'd put him on my fantasy league.
Yeah.
17, they have Natalie.
Natalie, who I like. I like this new Natalie. So does Johnny. How do you feel about her, Ephraim?
Opinion reserved. Comment reserved, because I don't really feel strongly either way. It seems like she can give it back to Johnny.
A little. She's not super... she seems like she's kind of buying into it, but...
Yeah, but she's not going
to...
She
at least seems to have reservations. She doesn't seem like a jump into bed type.
Yeah.
And like, she seems more like a give Johnny a run for his money type,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is kind of good.
Which I think that's what he needs too, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. Let's move on.
Number 16, we have Brittany.
Brittany, who I like.
Well, I'm not especially a fan of Brittany.
Why is that?
I don't know. She just seems kind of forgettable. even though she maybe may have won some eliminations, I still feel like she's not that great of a competitor. And I don't really like have her in the bag to win ever or even be in the finals. You know, she's just one of those that you got to get through to get to the finals.
Interesting. She's certainly unproven at this point. I thought she did okay last season, but ultimately I like her on the show because she is like, she's like old school. She's there to have fun. You know, she's fucking Brad, which God knows I'm all
day
for.
Day one.
She hooked up with Derek. She's running through the bets.
Oh, yeah,
you're
right. Oh, yeah.
I love this girl. She's...
Number 15,
she's
Tony
got
Raines.
Is what she has.
Well, number 15 is Tony Raines, and he's one of my favorites, even though he's a ne'er-do-well, and he's a tragic figure in the game, a tragic character who lets his drinking get in the way of his potential. But hopefully he's learned his lesson, because I really thought he learned his lesson last time. But he didn't quite learn his lesson.
That's true, yeah.
Because he got in Cara Maria's face, and he just let his emotions control him because he was drunk. And then he got himself into the kissing Camilla for like a second on the bus, which MTV tried to blow up. And it didn't really work because all of the...
Because his girlfriend back home is like, oh, I know who this guy is.
Yeah,
Oh, he only kissed her? Thank God.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
get married.
Basically. And then all the guys were on his side like saying, no, you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, why you got to blow up his spot, man? He's just trying to fucking, like...
Smash.
Get it in.
We're not talking about it. So I like Tony. I hope good things for Tony. I think that he's one of the character arcs that I'm most invested in. Do you know what I mean? Like, how he does on the challenge as a character, as a person.
I like Tony, too, in spite of all his flaws. Mm-hmm. I mean, Like, I like him. Actually, I like him because of his flaws, I guess. He's another old school, you know? He's old school. He's like Jemmy. You know, he's coming. Whereas Bananas and CT and stuff like that, they don't show up partying anymore. They're not drinking.
Yeah.
Out by the... Like, if everyone on the show was entirely committed to the show, entirely head in the game, it would be boring.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want...
You want the
30
mess.
Bananas.
You need somebody to be... Yeah, you need somebody to be a mess.
Yeah, you need someone... Like that, everyone else is kind of like.
But now they got all these new kids. Hopefully, Tony can elevate himself to a little bit higher emotional status.
Fair. I mean, I think Tony can do good as long as he can keep it together because people are willing to bring him in. Mm-hmm. He screws himself over.
The problem I have with Dirty 30 is that he chose the alliance with the vets, which everybody knew that the moment they could or needed to cut someone, that he was on the chopping block. Whereas then a little later than that, through the season last time, he ended up in an alliance with Hunter, and that served him much better. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he is coming into this game clear-headed about the vets. He's no longer trying to lick Johnny Banana's balls. He's no longer trying to, like, you know, be with that crowd. Hopefully, if he knows what's good for him. Because I think that, yeah.
I hear you, but the...
I think he's better served in an alliance with Corey because Bananas is never going to go. He's never going to save Tony's ass. He's just never going to do it.
I hear you. But what sucks about this show is that like people like Tony and Corey will hold out long enough and they will keep being defeated until eventually they are there long enough that they're in the alliance with Bananas and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's what sucks is like we're gonna have to watch these people fail and fail and fail until like
as long as Leroy's there, though. But that's Bananas number one.
How the fuck did Leroy become the number one? I got you know what Leroy would be my number one guy.
Yeah,
he's super likable.
Yeah,
he's strong. And he's not going to make it to the final. Or at least he's not going to win.
Oh, shade. Number 14 they have, Corey. They call him the newest member of the Challenge Dads Club. I guess he's had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so.
Damn. Well, good for you, Corey.
Number 13 they have Kyle, the one who looks like David Beckham, which I don't think that's true, but that's what everybody was saying, and all the girls were going wild for him.
Yeah, he doesn't look like David Beckham. He just has an accent and tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Ooh. Yeah. So let's talk about Kyle. He came in. He made an impression
on
the
ladies.
He did
indeed. He made an impression on me as well.
Really?
I had I'd become familiar with Kyle through Cara Maria's Snapchat in the last few months.
Oh,
like,
really?
In like kind of around Christmas time and stuff. He started appearing on Cara Maria's Snapchat.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
And I was not, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I was like, this bandana, this fucking really manicured beard. Yeah. Who the, like, and he wasn't doing much talking. I was not into it. But I will say I've turned around a little bit. I like his personality. He seems fun on the show. Like, he seems like a cool guy. I can't hold
the fact that he's with Cara Maria against him.
And Marie.
And Marie. Well, here's the thing. Like, he even says, so tonight Kyle hooked up with Marie, or just made out with Marie.
Made out with Marie.
In front of everybody. And seemed to be instantly regretting
it. No, more like Marie made a big play.
Yeah, she sure did.
And
he fell right into it.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like, in the same setup, like, it seemed minutes later, told her, I'm not a piece of meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was, like, yeah, he's clearly not super into Marie.
Yeah.
Poor Marie.
And he even said, you know, later that he would have actually gone for Cara Maria.
Yeah.
But now, well, so it's good to hear that he's on her Snapchat, so we got that to look forward to. But
yeah.
She's not quite giving him up just because he was with Marie, making out with Marie.
Even though she claimed she had.
Well,
but you
Cara Maria claims a lot of things.
Yeah, we all, big talk when...
when David Beckham's involved.
When Beckham's making out with Marie, but...
in the 13th... Oh, sorry, number 12, they have Cam. I can't say I know who Cam is.
Cam was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cam.
Yeah, yeah. The girl
who was talking to Natalie.
Dude fucked the other...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she didn't make really an impression on me, but she seems like maybe, you know, she'll give a little fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
One of my favorites at number 11, Devin. I'm surprised they ranked him so high.
Me too.
But he does have beef. He's coming in with a major cross to bear. I mean, he's got, you know, yeah.
And he kind of did good in recent.
No,
right?
I mean, yeah, he's always been plagued in my mind. I don't know if this is true, but in my mind, he's always been plagued by weak partners.
That
because he was
I
with Simone and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like linked with Are You the One people and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
and
that.
And last season, I think he really did himself a disservice by coming in with guns blazing. So he was eliminated really early last season. Yeah. He was in the house with Simone when she had her freak out on Shane.
Hmm.
Shane Reigns.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Devin does a good, I mean, I hope he does well. He said he's hot. He said he's been working out.
And he's coming in hot.
He's coming in hot.
There are two ways to read that. It is funnier to read it as if he's calling himself hot and say, here I come.
I'm coming in hot. Guess who's been working out. So I'm hoping he kicks some ass. He did a good job in the first challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be like a long time contestant. I feel like we'll see a lot of him over the years.
Yeah, he's like the new Wes in a way.
I find him more likable than Wes.
You do? I like Wes a lot, but you're right. I think Devin is more likable because he's funnier and he's a little bit more charming.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to be not. He's a.
Wes is like
not
really
kind of, not as much of an asshole.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I like Wes. I like assholes.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't dislike Wes, but yeah. Anyway,
number 10, they have Veronica Portillo, who I have to say, I'm loving Veronica 2.0. Loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool to see these old school vets coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Veronica, back when she was originally on, was never my favorite. I always thought...
Mean Girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, succeeded through politics and nothing else, really. That was my opinion of her.
Mm-hmm.
These days, I don't know. I'm happy to see her.
Yeah. I love the move she pulled last season. That was a...
That was good. Yeah. And that was a game changer. You know, like, I don't know. You know, because that was some, like, old school Veronica stuff. And I was into it.
At the right time.
I was into it. Maybe I just... You know what? I probably was choosing sides back in the day. And Veronica was just not on the side that I was on.
Right.
You know?
I love her now. I mean...
Time heals all wounds, Veronica.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, baby. Welcome back into my heart.
As Leroy says, this is ridiculous. Number 9, Nicole Z.
One of your favorites.
I just think they should subtitle her. If they're going to subtitle the other people in the scene with her.
You're absolutely right. They're subtitling other people in the scene because they have thick accents.
Yeah. Because they have thick British accents.
I'm from California. I could what not the understand. Fuck is this right. bitch saying?
We had to go back.
Also, I'm not. I'm from New Jersey.
I mean, yeah. We can hear it in your voice, too. Say water.
Coconut water.
Coconut what?
Coconut water.
Yeah, but you could not understand. We had to go back a couple times. If you're gonna talk, if you're gonna target the strong, I couldn't understand her.
I'm gonna. You hate Nicole.
I don't hate her.
You fucking hate Nicole.
I don't hate her. I don't like to hate anyone.
I love hating people, and I think you do too.
I like Nicole. I think Nicole's funny and she's good television, and I enjoy her. But yeah.
Yeah.
She's our favorite. She's a lot for me. I'm willing to have my mind change though if she does a good job. Number 8, we have Shane.
Another old school vet.
Not one of my favorites. I think Shane's a snake. I think that he's not I get a bad feeling from Shane.
I know why you're saying it, you know. We all saw the same episodes, but I have positive feelings about Shane. I feel like Shane may have come into the house with a chip on his shoulder remembering old times and never gave himself the opportunity to fall in with, you know, with the vets. Mm-hmm. Like assumed he was going to come in at the same place he left at. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily know if that would have been true. I like Shane.
He was definitely underestimated, and he definitely got further than you expected him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not afraid to pull a shady move, but like I don't trust him.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't trust him at all. Like I don't think he can have a true alliance with anybody.
I feel like him and Veronica are like a good comparison to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah,
you know they're both from the same same era,
and they're both kind of removed. So that you never quite know what they're thinking.
Good point.
Which is an advantage to them, but it makes them hugely dislikable. Hugely unlikable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you think, like, as an audience member, you think, like, oh, this is my guy.
Yeah.
He's gonna be with me and Veronica and Johnny Bananas, and we're going to be, and next stop, the top of this mountain.
Right.
And, like, next thing you know, he's stabbing me and Bananas in the back.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Leroy is number 7. Love Leroy.
Leroy is good. He is massively overrated on this list.
I agree.
He should be shoulder by like standing.
He should be in the middle of the list.
Him and Jemmy are. What is the best Leroy has ever done in this challenge? Does it say there on the ranking?
It says that he's won 4 individual challenges or pair challenges and 5 team challenges, and he's been eliminated 7 times.
Out of how many challenges?
4.
Wait, what?
Wait, that's not right.
I don't know if Leroy has ever even made it to the final.
Oh, no, he's been eliminated 4 times. I don't think he's ever made it to a final. It says, one of the most well-liked competitors, Leroy, when he and his sisters were removed from his drug abuse. What? Yeah, I don't think he's ever made it to a final either.
He was, if I remember correctly, he came in from the second time they went to Vegas, maybe?
Yeah, Real World Vegas 2011.
Right, mm-hmm. And then came in with this crazy partner for his first season of the challenge.
Rivals.
Right. The partner fucked up, and they replaced him with this weird,
oh yeah, I remember
nerdy
that.
White guy geek.
Yeah.
And him and Leroy were like best of friends, and they did pretty well. But, yeah, Leroy just, like, Leroy has bad partners. Leroy has some things that hold him back in the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it's mentioning possible last chance because we saw someone that resembled Leroy getting a neck brace put on?
Yeah, well, in the trailer, if you look at the frames, like, if you just sort of pause and go through, there is Leroy getting a neck brace put on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost positive that was Leroy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah.
Number six, they have Kayla, who I think she's, I think she'll probably go far. She's not afraid of politics, and she's not afraid to, she's not afraid of anything.
She's not afraid of getting into it, but I feel like her politicking might be lacking just because, remember in previous seasons, it was just her and Jenna,
yeah,
like locking themselves away in a room.
Yeah,
together.
And she's the least likable of the two, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But now she's the least likable of a pair. And the pair,
and the pair is not there.
The, yeah, right. Yeah. So,
so
it's,
she's just on
it's
her
just
own.
This unlikable person without her better half.
Right.
Which I don't agree with necessarily. I like Kayla, but I can see why. Like she's coming in. She fucked herself over by making it just her about her and Jenna, and like, you know, they've publicly said, "Oh, yeah. You know, we're best challenge friends." We
yeah, and as much as important as it is to be a good physical competitor, you have to be likable to some degree,
yeah,
so that people don't want to throw you in.
Yeah,
like that's as much a part of it. You have to play the game on some level, and Kayla refuses to play the game.
Yeah, someone has to be slightly more dislikable than you.
Yeah,
I feel like she's probably like a non-personality in a lot of people's eyes, just because she doesn't interact with, or she seems not to interact mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. Although she's been on this show for a few seasons now, mm-hmm. I feel like their relationships have to have formed mm-hmm. where she's probably not. Yeah. She's at least.
I mean, she's Corey's girl. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll always look out for her, I think.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I feel like she's maybe burned bridges. God knows she gets into it with Carr all the time.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Oh, the second that Carr, like, if Carr could throw any one person in right now, it'd be Kayla.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. But that's just because they recognize the similarities in each other and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They hate each other for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Hey, nice pirate hair, Carr. Right. Or, I mean, Kayla.
Exactly.
Shit, I just fucked up my own joke.
Yeah, but way still, to go. It works both ways. Number five, Nelson.
Which is crazy, too.
I think he's, I mean, he would have done, I think, really well last season had he not gotten into it with Derek.
That's incredibly true. But he did. And we see that he might get into it. If you have no self-control,
yeah,
you're as good as...
Well, the thing I liked about the trailer is that Jemmy gets in his face and says, "You're not doing this again, Nelson. Get out of here."
Yeah. Go Jemmy.
Yeah. Jemmy, she's good for that, for sure.
And
she seems like she'd be a really good friend, too.
Probably. I yeah. feel like you're right. Yeah.
I can see hanging
I love Jemmy.
I can see having
I've
beers on the porch with
Jemmy. Oh, my God. On that fucking New Orleans porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking watching the parade go by. Mm-hmm. You, me, Knight, Jemmy.
Yeah.
The whole gang.
Done. So I hope Nelson does, you know, I hope he comes through this season because he's been wanting it for a very long time.
And I like Nelson. He's yeah. like, he has some problems, but ultimately I feel like I feel positive about him. Good personality. Seems nice.
They rank Brad pretty high. They have him as number four.
Which is insane. I do not trust this list. This list is flawed. I like that we're reading through it just because we get to go through that.
He's won 6 individual or pair challenges and 17 team challenges he's won. So it's not necessarily that flawed. He looks like a young... well, he doesn't look like a young Frank, but he kind of resembles Frank in a way. Frank Sweeney.
I guess I see what you're saying. But yeah, just because Brad has gotten like 17 challenges under his belt, that just means he's done a ton.
Mm-hmm. Number three. Now we're in the top three. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number three. They have a lean, mean fighting machine, Zach.
Where is he on your ranking, Ephraim?
He's in my fantasy league. Both of my fantasy leagues, because I think that he, or maybe just one. Of my fantasy leagues, but I think he's pretty high up there. He seems to have a self-awareness now that he didn't before, which is very crucial in this game, I think.
I can agree. I feel like his, like, with each season that goes by, he comes back on a little bit more like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Like, a little more self-aware.
Yeah, and what I did see of Champs vs. Stars, and when Jenna smashed her ankle and he was kind of there for her, you know, and he was talking about, like, I don't know why Jenna still talks to me. She has every reason in the world not to. I mean, I feel like he's starting to be aware of how he comes across. And he doesn't seem like as much of, he used to be a fucking asshole.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Jenna's complain about him were that, like, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second we part ways, he's, like, fucking Brooke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll see what happens, but I have him pretty high on my list. I think he's worked for it.
Oh.
He also seems to have...
He's a case where I don't understand how he keeps fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, he...
Cramps.
Yeah.
It's a cramp, exactly. Laurel.
He is a case of, like, being too big to make it up the mountain.
Right.
Like, he's big enough to fucking smash...
He and Rogan. What the fuck?
Smash your head.
Both
like
he
in
and
some
Rogan.
Sort of elimination, but...
He seems to have, like, slimmed down a little. Like, he seems leaner.
You're probably right.
Than... He used to have really big... bulky muscle.
Mm-hmm. Like muscle a really mass. Big, like...
Bodybuilder
like a,
mass.
Like a, yeah, like a Thor sort of pecs.
Yeah.
Or the, like, because people call him Thor all the time, right?
But yeah, exactly. But he seems a lot leaner now. Maybe he's been doing Pilates.
Could be. It must be Pilates.
Must be. Number two, Cara Maria. This is her time.
Shocking. Shocking that she is at two.
I'd put her at two. I'd put her at number one for the women. It's her time. She should have won last season.
But... That's the thing. She is just not as good at this as she wants to be. And here's the thing. What place did she come on the mountain? 15th place.
Yeah.
Where she's in the gym all the time, but she's the same problem with Emily is that they're just lifting weights. They're not doing cardio. So she can't run the distance.
Yeah.
Sure, she's jacked as fuck and she's got those veins bulging out of her biceps. Just like Zach and Bananas, but...
Yeah, you need to be able to run up
smaller.
A mountain.
Yeah, you need to... Yeah, exactly.
And of course, number one, they have newly single Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas, even though he has been on a losing streak lately.
Yeah, as Jemmy says, you know, she said last season, ever since he stole that money from Sarah, he's not been in a final. And that's karma.
It's true. Jemmy is there for the comments.
She is, yeah. She probably worked that out in her notebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really excited about this season. I think it's got a lot of potential. What were your favorite moments of tonight's episode?
Brad fucking Brittany.
Really?
I mean, that made me immensely happy.
Yeah.
It truly did. It's just to see this, like, this guy who I've always considered somewhat down on his luck and somewhat sort of a sad sack. She's just be coming in, like, he looked so happy.
He did.
Let me see.
How do you think they're going to handle, what do you think we have in store for the next, for the upcoming elimination? Who won? We had Joss come in first and Nicole Z first for the women. They'll probably pick their losers, right? I mean, I don't know what's in store for the elimination, but.
Yeah.
And I don't know who Josh's vendettas really are. Like, who will he throw in if he has to throw in someone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicole, who will she throw in? Laurel, but she's not there yet. She's in the trailer, so she comes back at some point this season.
Yeah. Like, that's something we haven't mentioned yet is this first episode revealed a bit of a wrinkle, which is that there are a ton of extra cast members. Kind of. What was the season where they. The challenge.
Invasion of the Champions.
Invasion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar to that where
the,
seemingly...
Where the champs came in and then lost that first challenge.
Yeah, it just looked like... Oh.
Yeah, it's like big deal.
Yeah. Oh, really? Kara and CT couldn't
right.
get it together, huh?
Yeah.
But this, like... Whenever they bring in ringers, not every ringer is a 10.
Yeah.
But these ringers,
yeah, Frank
are
Sweeney, Laurel,
scary,
Darrell, Derek,
Ashley, Smashley, which is the one where it's like, okay, you guys,
but she's a good competitor.
She's
won.
This is
she's
true.
Won.
This is true. But that doesn't make her like the scariest person to go up against. In,
sure, she's not scary because you think that you can intimidate her physically. But she can play the game, and she can go the distance.
This is true.
Into Smashley.
Here's the thing. Okay, so here are the people coming. Derek, Jordan, Tori, Anissa, Darrell, Frank, Smashley, and Laurel. The guys, all great. Anissa, come on.
You know what? That's what everybody says, but I like Anissa a lot.
I like Anissa, but Anissa is afraid to go into eliminations for obvious reasons.
Right.
Because she knows it's fucking game over.
Right.
You know? Right. So why are they bringing her in as, like, top dog to be afraid of? That why isn't, what's her name? Emily.
Yeah.
Emily Schramm. Why right. isn't she one of the...
Right.
Oh, she only comes in to fucking win...
Or Nani.
Big batches of money. Nani would have been another good
Nani one. Would have been great.
Camilla. Where's no. Ephraim, where's Camilla this season?
I think she's Ephraim? Taking a much-needed break. I think that they're giving her...
Well, why? She's been the face of the challenge for years.
I know. I think they're giving her a chance to take a break to redeem herself later.
She needs to catch her breath?
I think she does need to catch her breath. Okay. Well, I'm sending... I don't know about Ryan, but I'm sending only healing vibes to Camilla because... Girl, she shot. That girl shot for 15 months straight. She shot for, you know, just challenge after three, four in a row, I think. Season 29 on.
What? Yeah, when is the, like...
She, you know...
I bet if we went through the last, like, however many... Since she started, I bet she only missed, like, less than five challenges.
Yeah, yeah. So she's been going nonstop, and she's had a lot of personal... Like, her grandma died. You know, she's never... There's things that she's not dealt with, so she needs to take some time. Take the money that she won, the $500,000 that she won, probably less after taxes, much less after taxes. But take it, you know, live for a few years and then come back newly self-aware. Because that's what we...
Explore promises.
For sure. And, like, that's what people want to see. They want to see her be accountable for her actions, which she... Even in the reunion or in that race conversation episode that they did right after that happened, she didn't seem like she... thought there was anything wrong with what she did. You know, she was crying, but it was crocodile tears, in my opinion. She needs to come back, look at her mistakes, have a year or two of feeling like nobody wants her back,
mm-hmm.
to understand, like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Yeah.
And this is why, and this is how I could be better. And then I think we'll be ready to accept her. Because everybody loves a good redemption story.
It's true. And everyone loves Camilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
do think MTV's responsible.
I do, and I was just about to say, I hope MTV doesn't write her off. I hope they are, like, helping her in her, like,
because they recovery. Sure, they sure really worked to egg on the Camillinator for years and
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Like, she, we were saying she's done, what, like, 10 of the last 15 challenges,
yeah.
where each one she is encouraged to behave worse and worse.
Yeah.
And... through that behavior had become the face of the challenge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, I've gone too far.
Oh, like, yeah. Which I understand. I would have said she had gone too far seasons ago.
Yeah.
But, like, so I hope that MTV realizes that they're at least somewhat responsible for that behavior and... will, like, try to, you know.
To redeem her properly. Yeah.
Or not only, even if she's never on the show again, help guide her towards a healthier direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sure as shit guided her towards, you know, somewhat destructive.
And she
lifestyle.
Came to the challenge young, you know. She was young when she started. So,
yeah.
That's all she's kind of known as an adult.
And, yeah.
So I'm sending only healing vibes to Camilla. I hope that she does well. Can't wait to see her back in a couple years. You know, newly self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At peace.
Who do you think is going to win the season? If you had to pick right now.
Who do I think is going to win this? Let me see. Let me take...
Assuming there's one man and one woman.
Okay. The top man and the top woman for this season. I mean, yeah. There's been a string of bad luck, but betting on bananas has become smart money.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, there are a lot of guys here that we do not know anything about. And if Joss makes it to the final.
I mean, he seems like a powerhouse for sure.
He, like, do we know how, like, how much further ahead he was crossing the finish line than the number two player?
I don't know, but I'm sure.
It seemed significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, like, in terms of the person I know and the person I don't know, guy side, I feel like those are, you know.
I think this season safe. Belongs to either Zach or Corey. I'm going to be bold.
Now, Corey, that is bold.
I'm going to be bold.
Because
there's so many new people that Corey could easily get into his own alliance because they don't have any knowledge of bananas and they don't have any loyalty to bananas.
It's true, but that's a story as old as time. Right. Like, that's bananas bread and butter, the people that don't know him, mm-hmm. you know.
But he's too busy working on Natalie.
That's true. He could be a little distracted, mm-hmm. but God knows, Corey's like got someone slipping a ring on his finger every time he...
Yeah. That's true.
He's got his own problems, too.
Now with Anissa back.
Yeah, and Anissa's coming
Anissa
in.
Coming back.
Kayla's, like, fucking stomping around the house
yeah.
in those thong bathing suits of hers.
Yeah, that's true. He can get a little distracted. My money's on Zach. I don't think bananas...
Oh, so now your money's on Zach. Well, so Corey is...
I said Zach and Corey, but my money's on Zach.
I don't know about Zach.
I think there's something I'm feeling Zach.
You're feeling Zach.
As far as women go, I'm feeling Cara Maria.
I know why you will say that.
I'm a Cara Maria supporter.
I am too. I've always liked Cara Maria.
Huge fan.
Cara Maria, first challenge competitor to ever appear on our podcast. So God knows I love Cara Maria.
Yay.
I'm sure she doesn't remember it. I'm sure none of the audience remembers it.
But hey, you've been gone for a couple
but
years.
God
so you're
back. Damn it.
You remember
she
it.
She had one word spoken on a recorder before it died. So that counts.
Great.
Girl competitors, Nicole is really strong and is kind of...
Nicole Z?
Yeah, physically probably cut above the rest. And Kayla. I'll go Kayla and Nicole.
Yeah, I could get behind Kayla, Nicole, and Cara Maria in the final.
But I'll be honest. I feel like you're right that Cara probably has a better chance than Kayla. Just because... Cara has more history, more people like Cara.
Yeah.
You know, even though, like, some of the newer people don't like Cara and some of the girls don't like Cara, Cara has, like, you know,
there's something interesting about Cara because, like, take Tony, for example. Even though Tony and Cara can't stand each other, I can't see Tony going against Cara. Just because that's kind of in Tony's nature to sort of kind of suck up to the vets. I feel like if it comes down to supporting Cara Maria or Kayla, Tony's going to choose Cara. You know, because he'll feel bad about how he got in her face when he was drunk, and he's still trying to always make amends for his bad behavior.
Maybe.
So, like, I don't think Kayla can effectively get that many people on her side.
That's a possibility.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. I'm excited to see what happens.
As am I. I'd like to say I'm excited to see Frank back. I was disappointed when he announced that he was done with the show, but at the same time I understood why.
He was not his best self, and I agree.
Oh, I kind of agree too. But I will say that with each season that he was on, he was making very noticeable. Like, improvements to himself, like personality-wise. You know, like, where the first season he came on, he was a fucking lunatic. And then, like, the last time you see him, he's like, wow, this guy, you know. Like, of course, they come on, they're 21 years old, and at most, probably 21, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I can see, God, thank Christ I wasn't on television when I was 21, Ephraim.
I know, same. I'm excited to see Laurel back versus Nicole because they're not together anymore, so I'm excited to see. You know, there's a little teaser of that when she says, "You're like a fucking hurricane coming in here," whatever she says. I can't remember, but
couldn't understand it to begin with.
So I'm excited to see if there's any like drama happening there. Anissa's I'm always in for an Anissa good time.
I love Anissa.
Yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, Anissa's. Yeah. when the black shirt crew gets there, how do you think they're going to be integrated? Do you think it will just be an invasion where they're like an elimination you have to get through, or do you think they will be integrated into the cast?
I think integrated into the cast.
I hope you're right.
I don't know. I used to read spoilers. I would read because, you know, I read spoilers for season 30. It was the worst thing I ever did. So I'm not doing spoilers anymore.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have no idea, but I do hope they're integrated into the cast. And I hope that, and what I do like is that they're keeping us out of the loop. Whereas before it's like TJ always had a secret, you know, this is, you know. And what they don't know is this. And I like this element of surprise. Mm-hmm.
And so. God knows I hated that last season. Where
it's just like, tell them that they're playing for $500,000. You'll get a better performance out of them.
Yeah. And like, which is why I said I don't believe that they had that money from the start of the show.
Yeah,
like,
you're
they,
probably right.
They didn't realize they had that kind of prize money until...
till the end.
Because like, oh yeah, we're going to fucking like hide the fact that these people could become like halfway to a millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh.
That won't add any drama.
Yeah. Like no one's going to like put their best foot forward if they realize that this is life-changing.
Right.
No.
right you're probably right. Production, yeah
I mean, like, there's no reason to not tell say them. That shit.
I'm glad they're still playing for that amount of money. And I, you know, say what you will, they're not following a format. You're not going to get an elimination challenge although you did by default today because the losers went home.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get a proper elimination in this episode, and they're stretching it out. They're stretching it out for a long time, so you probably won't get both eliminations. You probably won't get a daily challenge and an elimination challenge in every episode,
which is a bummer.
Yeah,
because that really throws like kind of yeah makes it feel a little throws the structure off, makes it feel a little uneven.
Yeah. In favor, especially because it's in favor of house drama, you know, just like, but that's important, you know, and that's going to become more important as the seasons grow longer and they're in the house longer together. That's going to play as much a role in the game.
Back in the day, the episodes used to be a half hour long, but the seasons would be like twice as long.
Right.
It's cool to finally see that they're. It's like the same amount of content back in the early days, you know, but now we also get the hour long episodes.
Right.
Half hour episodes were never as good as the hour long episodes.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
But when it went to hour long, the seasons got chopped in half. So now the fact that we have hour long and we're getting
and
like
seasons?
30 episode seasons.
Yeah.
Not 30 episodes,
no,
right?
Like
no,
20.
That's ridiculous. There you go. I'm loving it. Yeah. Ephraim. Loving every minute of it.
Last season was the season that wouldn't end. You had 18 like episodes plus like, I think, an extra finale part two. Like it just would you like
oh,
you, yeah
that yeah the way that they extend these finales over like three episodes and then it's like half a reunion and then half a I put that into the same category as them splitting up like or putting like an elimination in the next episode where all they're doing is just trying to like bait the viewers into coming back, that which has always been MTV's problem, is that they don't respect us enough to think that we actually want to know what happens at the end of their fucking show.
Yeah, I think they don't think that we'll come back if they don't leave us on a cliffhanger. Like, we'll come back.
Yeah, I've been coming back for fucking years.
Lifelong challengers.
Yeah. I guess, who knows? Maybe the kids these days, they're not coming back, Ephraim.
Maybe the kids these days need a cliffhanger.
I guess so.
Yeah. Plus, everybody binge watches. Well, because everybody binge watches, so cliffhangers aren't as important as they used to be.
Then why are they doing it?
I don't know.
But also, MTV makes it really hard to binge watch because they only, like once they're halfway through the season, the first episodes start going offline. Unless you're getting like the, unless you're paying for a subscription to the, like the
MTV.com
or iTunes, I think.
Oh yeah,
we should get an iTunes subscription.
We should get an iTunes subscription.
I think I think I might commit to that for next
week.
Good.
Okay, good. Well, welcome.
Will
back.
Ryan get an iTunes subscription?
You'll have to tune in next week to find out. We can't tell you till then.
Oh, man. Edge your seats, people. You'll never believe whether I do or don't. You'll never believe it. It's going to shock you.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
So with that, I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Efren Jr.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.